The kid said this guy in Prague, he had a dream two nights in a row that under the brick, under the brick, at a certain spot, there's a treasure, he should go there and dig it up. After three nights, he got into his awesome buggy, he went down there, and the guard said, what's going on? He said, I had a dream two nights in a row, there's a treasure over here, I want to dig it up. He said, listen, get out of here, get the halo out of here. We had a dream three nights in a row, there's a guy in Prague, in a city over there, where behind his oven is a big treasure, but this isn't his address, we didn't go down there, he said, get lost. That was his house. He went down, took it apart. And after that, we call it generational wealth. So, Gayom Shav Shefa, Brocha, Parnosa, Agut Baruch. Asher Shetam Sekena. Somebody shecht the endangered species. Now, what it means is an animal that's going to die. Lam Zayin Rav. By the Misna. Asher Shetam Sekena. He shecht an animal that's going to die. Shem Willa Emir Ash Tepakas Be'ad Rego. Once, if it jumps around, moves the hand and foot, it's not a problem. That means it's not danger. You could shecht it. It's a kosher animal. But let's admit, dayim zinka. Zinka means, you ever do a zinka dance? That's not what it means. What it means is that the animal gives us a breath and it lets out like a geshmaki gush of blood. That means it still has koyach in it. It's alive and happening. Sheirosh is zinka. You say that it must be done. Why is it full of blood? Because it's zinked. Kmizer lezer. Chamayim ash tfakas oy biyad of the regal. Either or. Oy ash tfakas of the zungo. With the tail. Wag the tail. Echamem daka, echamem gasa. Whether it's a yerman or a burger.
It's yermanated.
Behem daka, shpash yad of the regal. Zira didn't put it back. Psula. Why shayna lo yitzos nefesh. When it dies, that's what it does. It straightens the leg. This is all if an animal has, if for some reason, animal not moving, you chush or something. You don't need to go ahead and do this whole geshichte. Zakti Gemara writer. Misukenes, memai de sharia. How do you know that it's mutter even with pirchus? Well, my case is that nasira. Mech case is that it's also. You're assuming a few assumptions, and merely you're making the conditions. But who said the assumptions are right? The chesed zoy sachash of the chelu. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
The color is going.
He really likes my shvedia. Zoy sachaya. That's her name.
Wait, what?
I should beg.
Oh gosh.
My shvedia's name.
Two truck car?
No, Zeus.
Zeus.
Behemoth.
Zeus a chaya, Asher techelu. Chaya achu, v'shein a chaya. If it's not going to live, lo yisai chol. V'am v'sukhen es ein a chaya. When it's going, it's ein a chaya. So Dabra achman a rei lo yisai chol. V'chal v'am v'sukhen a chaya. V'zob v'am v'sukhen es asiro. Hashtem chayim asiro l'achim yisai chol. You don't need a pasuk. So Gemara says, It's missing a lung, it's missing something. It's got a krum shal mayach, whatever krum shal mayach is. Yeah, something, the vertebrae. They eat it, don't they have it? Sweet dreams. Not sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams is not brains.
Sweet bread is the nostrils, huh?
What?
Sweet bread is the nostrils. It feels like.
What do you get Bixar?
He said that.
It's like not even ChatGPT, it's not like not even
stupid. It's so horrible, sweet bread. Like,
what? Delicious.
Actually,
what
like,
was the nicest thing?
You went to the wrong place.
Yeah, if you didn't make them the right
way. The last day I was able to see my wife, before we got married, we went to, not Jerusalem Peter, what's it called? Konyan.
J&K?
All the way down. Israeli place. They gave a sweetbread and it squirted right into my nose. So that's since then it became
sweetbread.
The nostrils. There's something called Enes Chalissa. So the Torah has to say, When you take the animal, you split it in half. So even if it's mefaches, Rashi says, it doesn't matter because it's an avela.
And I need a special person to tell me that in that case,
yeah,
the avela form is more, but the avela still applies. Why?
Because it's not mefaches. So Gemara says, E-Efshir, Hasanami, E-Efshir, this is a very interesting thing. At a certain point, before you get to the Gistra, this animal's a Mishkanis, and at that point, it's Mishkanis, it's kosher.
Why don't split it?
Right. At that point, it's Mishkanis, you know it. So up to Gemara right there, everybody says, so now we have a reason why we need the bus. Everybody say, man, can they make a real trade for? Hine nafshu loy metuma, v'ne vele trivel akati, min urai v'adata, v'le bava pi basa pibul, hine nafshu loy metuma. So what does it mean? Hine nafshu loy metuma shlo yirata b'yam lava d'yitim v'layla. Because what happens is, Marshall explains, it has to be that, we're not talking about that he was matama, he was a kohen. Yizik wasn't matama, what is he? He's trying to tell Hashem, I did a good deed, that I wasn't matama, that mace, he's a kohen. So obviously that's not what it means. What it means is, that he didn't have hearing. The next thing is, what does that mean? It means that I did not eat something that most people, when they see animals, most scans, they go cook on the shechter. I would refrain from that. And the Shem Sonach brings down the Rambam that it is a means to do that because you don't know what's going on with the animal and it could be that it would be a trefa. It would be a male. What does it mean? The Mashar explains again also. Mashar says, and unfortunately now, that anybody that doesn't eat from something that has a psak halacha that it's mutter, you're not picardous. It's true, it brings down. But for Mashal, you have a milk that fell into your pot of chicken soup. It's bottle of shishim. That's kosher. There's no chumra of not eating it. There's no, it's a chumra shtus.
Unquestionable.
It's unquestionable. We're talking about Torah Chacham Svar. Because we don't know. You hold like this, I hold like this. Chacham Svar and Svar. There is a Indian to be machmir. That's what he was saying. Still not good. It's yesterday's plot. Have a good vote.